الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this program of the beautiful names of Allah. In this episode, we are going to take two more attributes of Allah, Al-Mutakabbir and Al-Khaliq. First, Al-Mutakabbir, the majestic. He who showers his greatness in all things and in all ways. Al-Mutakabbir, which is coming from Al-Kibr. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, that is in Hadith Qudsi reported by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Al-Kibriya'u rida'i wal-azamatu izari faman naza'ani fi wahidin minhuma qasamtuhu thumma qadhaftuhu fi an-nar. Greatness is my mantle, and wal-azamatu izari, and also the honor and greatness is just like my wrapper. So the person who becomes a disputant to me in one of these two things, قَصَمْتُهُ, I am going to break him completely. ثُمَّ قَضَفْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ, and then I will throw him into the hellfire. Now, that greatness, as we know, that it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a man should not think that he got that greatness. So the people who try to imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are wrong. Because the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real. And the people who are living in a fantasy of greatness, there is no greatness at all for them. Their example is just like a person who is standing on a mountain. He is from the mountain, he sees and looks down upon the people. He sees them very small. But the very same people, when they look at this person, they see him as very small as well. That is the example of Al-Mutakabbir in the earth or in the land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Very bad end is for those people who show this takabbur or this arrogance. I think the proper word for takabbur, for the people, that is the arrogance itself. Even the people who respect such type of person, that is totally because of hypocrisy and because of show-off. In their heart, they don't respect such a person. So the word Al-Mutakabbir, if it is used for the man, it means that the person who is trying to behave like a great person, but he is not great, because the greatness only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let us here quote the saying of the people of Fir'aun or Pharaoh. They have said to Musa alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam brought them the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told them that you should try to have faith in Allah and believe in Him. They said to him, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَلْفِتَنَا عَمَّا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They said, have you come here to turn us away from the practices of our forefathers, so that Al-Kibriya'u, the greatness, remains only for both of you, Musa and Aaron? That was their saying. And of course, Musa alayhi salam did not mean to be great. He wanted to show them the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not want the greatness for himself. But the people of Egypt at that time, they believed in Pharaoh as their lord, and this is why they addressed them in such a way. There is a very beautiful lines of poetry by a poet in Arabic. تواضع تكن كالنجم لاها لناظر على صفحات الماء وهو رفيع ولا تك كالدخان يعلو بنفسه على طبقات الجو وهو وضيع. Be humble to the people, you would be like a star. A man sees the reflection of that star in the water, in the spring of the water. وَهُوَ رَفِيعُ. But the reality is that the star is very high. He just sees its reflection in the water. Don't be like the smoke, which becomes by itself higher and higher on the different levels of the air, but inside or in reality, وَهُوَ وَضِيعُ, the smoke is very mean, very low. So, be like a star, not like the smoke itself. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The person who humiliates himself for the sake of Allah, Allah is going to lift him. And here I remember an interesting story of a former president of Soviet Union during the time of communism and atheism, that he invited some Muslim journalists and they were flying with him in the plane. And when they were above in the space, that president said to them, really out of just a way of mocking, that now we are very close to your God. Yani we are in the space high above. Can you show me your God? At that time, one of these journalists who was a Muslim stood up and he said to the president, Mr. President, just open the door of the plane and take one step out and you will see the God with all his majesty. So that is the reality. People live in their vanities and they think they are great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Now we come to another attribute of Allah, which is Al-Khaliq, which means the creator. Al-Khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the people, created the thing without any precedent before. Because it is quite easy for a person to imitate something which is already existing. And this is what is happening about the different inventions. One invention which may have been invented here in a European country, people are going to follow it and imitate it and make similar things in different parts of the world. It becomes very easy for them. Al-Khaliq here means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is creating from nothing, create something from nothing without any precedent before that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the mushrikeen, to those people who believed in so many gods and so many deities, that this is the creation of Allah, the man, the animal, the insect. Take any example, that is the creation of Allah. Show me anything which has been created by your gods, by your deities. Of course, there is nothing like that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, addressing the man, Ya ayyuha al-insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. O man, what have deceived you in the matter of your Lord who is very generous, who created you fasawwaka, and he has created you in a proportion, fa'adalak, and he made you in a very balanced form, fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak, and then he has given you a shape and a form the like he wanted to give it to you. So when we think about the creation of the man, we are startled to know that the man who was created from from the clay in the beginning. And then once first man was created, and who was Adam alayhi salam, after that the creation of the man is from just a sperm, just a sperm. How from that sperm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating a man with such a beautiful physique, eyes, the face, all the functions which are given to the man. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. And we have created the man in the best form and shape. Don't you see that man is the only animal which walks on the earth with his head high? All other animals, their heads are stooped. They walk with stooped head. That is what is the significance of the man. Or you can say that is unique creation of the man, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him in this fashion. Let us see this ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun, in which the seven stages of the creation of the man are mentioned. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. We have created the man out of an extract of the clay. And then we have made him a sperm resting in a depository, which is a very safe depository. Here it means the womb. And then we have turned this sperm into a clot clinging to the wall of the womb. And then this clot, we have turned him into a piece of flesh, which is al-mudgha. And then this flesh, we have turned it into bones. And after, فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. And then we have clothed this bone with a lot of flesh upon it. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ. And then we have turned this into a very beautiful shape, into another creation. And that is the creation of the man. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed, the best of the creator. So we can say that the creation of the man, it got so many stages. And these stages are telling us about pre-estimation of all things which were needed for the creation of the man. And inshallah, this theme we are going to develop when we are going to talk about the other two words in the next episode, which are also used for creation, al-bari, al-musawwir. And with this, we come to the end of this episode. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Before the break, we were speaking about the two attributes of Allah, al-mutakabbir and then al-khaliq. And in this session, we are going to take al-bari, the evolver, and al-musawwir, the fashioner. First, al-bari, the evolver. And They are mentioned in the ayah of Surah Al-Hashr. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. He is Allah, الخالق, the creator. البارئ, who brings them from nothing to existence. المصور, who gives them surah, the shape and form. له الأسماء الحسنى, to him belongs all the good names. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض, everything in the heaven, in the earth is celebrating his praises. وهو العزيز الحكيم, and he is dominant, he is wise. And that is the last verse of Surah Al-Hashr, where these two attributes, Al-Bari and Al-Musawwir, along with Al-Khaliq, has been mentioned. Now, when we come to the attribute Al-Bari, which is from Bara'a, what means Bara'a? It is used also to give cure. If someone is sick or ill and he is cured, the person who brought that cure to him is to be known as Al-Bari. But here, this is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bari, that he gives cure. But in the same way, Bara also means to create something, bring something from nothing to existence. So both meanings are valid here. And according to some, the word is from Bara. Bara, which means the clay itself. So Al-Bari, here it means the one who created from the clay. And that is the first man, Adam. Anyhow, whether you take this meaning or that meaning, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator. Then what is the difference between Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari? Does it mean the same thing? There is a slight difference. Because as we have said that Al-Khaliq, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has estimated for each and everything what is needed for its creation. This is just like an architect. The architect who is going to make a plan in the beginning for a building. And in that plan, he is going to estimate everything which is needed for that building. Though it is just drawn on the paper. But actually you can see the whole building in that plan. Later comes the constructor. And he constructs according to that plan. And later, at one stage, there are fashioners, there are designers who is going to beautify that building. But in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the planner, and he is the one who builds or creates, and he is the one who beautifies. In all his creations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes all these three stages in his own hand. He is going to estimate everything what is needed for the creation of the man. The man, when he is created in this planet, all right, whatever he is needed, that is also created for him. You can see that he needed water, he needed air, he needed sunlight. Everything was created for him. And in the very same way, when you see the whole body of a person and the place of each and every organ of the body, you will find it in its best place. The place of the eye, for example, that is the place where they should be. Because if they were just on your nape, for example, or on your back, you may be laughing at that concept that you have always to walk in reverse if your eyes were on your back or on your nape. In the same way, what about your head? It is on the top of your body, and the feet, which is at the lowest part of your body. How if they have been turned totally upside down? People would be walking on their heads with their legs high. Again, something to ridicule at. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has estimated everything, and then according to that estimation, he has brought the thing into existence. So we can say that in al-khalq, or in creation, the estimation of the things is considered. And as far as the word al-bari is concerned, it means that there was nothing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something from nothing. So he is al-khaliq and he is al-bari as well. Now we turn to the next attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is al-musawwir. Al-musawwir, the one who gives surah, the fashioner, the one who has given the form. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He is Allah who gives you the form and shape in the womb as He likes. And then He said, وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. He is the one who gave you shape and form, and then He gave you the best shape and form. And we can also understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the man the best form and the best shape. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. And we have created the man in the best form and shape. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, yani, about the believers, this is something which is yani, a credit which is given to the believers, to the human beings, not to the animals, not to the beast, not to any other creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. They love Him and He loves them. That is a great honor which is given to the human beings. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the noblest man, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when He said about him, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on the best character, on the best morality. Because this morals, they are the part of the human being's character. It is said that a person of honor and status, he said to some of his companions, comrades, that what is the worst thing among all the things? They said, the company of a bad woman. Another said, the company of a bad neighbor. And the third said, a bad character. Then they said, let us find out who among us is true. And they were very humble. They came out of the town and they said, let us ask this question to the first person we come across. Now, they met a person who was just riding a donkey, a simple farmer. They asked him the very same question, what is the worst thing? And this is our opinion. Either it is a bad woman, means a wife, or a bad neighbor, or an evil character. He said, as far as a bad woman is concerned, you can always get rid of her by divorcing her. That is not a problem. As far as bad neighbor is concerned, you can always move from that house to another house. It is not also a problem. But the bad character is always with the man. If you got a bad character, then you can't easily get rid of it. But of course, according to the teaching of Islam, you can try to behave in a nice manner. You can learn that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَهَا مَنْ ذَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Though there is the understanding of what is good and what is evil in our nature, but still the person who tried to purify himself, he keeps on doing it until he purifies himself. And the person who does not want that, he covers his soul with lot of sins until he is just like a dead body which is hidden under a lot of dust and clay. This is the example of a person who commits a lot of sins and then he got no way out of it. Again, from Al-Musawwir, we also understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives the form and the shape, He places everything in its right place. Again, let me take the example of a building. Because in the example of the building, there are bricks which are working as a foundation. They are hidden in the ground. That is their place. And then when you come to the roof, there are wood. There are many different types of wood which are used in the construction of the roof itself. So the person who is constructing, he knows where the bricks would go and where the wood would go. And if he changes their places, then of course he would not be a successful architect or a contractor at all. And this is the example here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the whole universe, He has taken into consideration the place of each and every object. Look at this universe. The universe itself, as you see that you are on the earth, and above you, around you, you see a lot of stars and other planets. Always when you speak about the heavens, you look above. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the creation of the universe, He has taken consideration of all things, where they should go and where they should be, where they should be placed. Here, by the word al-musawwir, we come to know about surah as well. Surah as well, and there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the people who create surah are the pictures they would be punished on the Day of Judgment, and we can understand it by the verse of Surah Ali Imran, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. So surah here it means giving the shape and the form, just like the statue, to make an idol, which got actually all the features of the face in an idol shape or a timthal shape, which is a statue. And this is what is very close to the word surah here. And with this, we come to the end of this program. وصلى الله تعالى على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله 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 الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.